Okay, good morning, everybody, and Shavua Tov. It's Mor Kuf Mem Gimel, which we're up to on this Sunday morning, is a continuation, according to many of the Mefarshim of Kuf Mem Beis, Maski LeDavid Bioso Ba Me'arat Tfilah, so a prayer from the cave in time of desperation. And so we'll interpret it in light of that insight. Mizmor David Adonai Shema Tfilati Azinal Tachnunai Be'emunatcha Aneni V'Tzidkatecha. So here, Tzidkatecha, sometimes tzedaka merely means from tzedek, from justice. Here, as we'll see, based on the contrast with the second pasuk, it refers to charitability, going beyond what the law requires, really something closer to rachamim and chesed, that David HaMelech is pleading with Hashem, and Hashem should answer him in his charitability. Ve'al tavo v'mishpat avdecha, do not come with strict justice to your servant, ki lo yitzdak l'fanecha cholchai, because nobody is capable of truly standing if God is going to approach the world and approach each individual with strict justice. Of course, im avonos tishmor yah, Adonai mi ya'amod. Or as we say in Koheles, ki adami in tzadik baretz asher yasa tov lo yachta, all of us fall short, and David in the Me'ara is all too acutely aware of shortcomings, of failures in action, in commitment, as he'll discuss in the continuation of this mizmor. So theme number one is certainly this idea of ki lo yitzdak lefanecha kol chai, of recognizing inadequacy. The demands of divine service are great, and we all have limits in terms of fealty to that code, in terms of consistency, in terms of being able to honor even the ideals that we profess. All of us fall short on occasion. And David appeals here to Tzidkas Hashem, Hashem's charitability, but also, going back to Pasuk Aleph, Be'munascha Aneni B'tzidkasecha, the fact that Hashem has made certain promises, and as we know, Emunah is a kind of a faithfulness to a promise. Rabbah Emunascha, we say every morning, Hashem gives us life anew, and we appreciate that gift, and we appreciate that trust in us, and the opportunity to live a good day. Every morning we wake up to that notion, Bechemla, that Hashem has shown us compassion, Rabbah Emunasecha, and great faith and great faithfulness with His promises to us. And so indeed, Rashi comments, Bemunasecha, Laha'amin Havtacha Sheiftachtani, the promises that He made to me in the past, even though David says, I can't say I fully deserve it, Lo Yitzdak Lefanecha Kol Chai, Hashem is still faithful to these promises. And then David describes his situation, which is again why it's so compelling to interpret this as a continuation of the experience of the Me'ara. Ki radafu yev nafshi dikar la'aretz chayasi. I've been pursued by the enemy. I literally find myself in the cave. I've been crushed to the ground. Hoshivani b'mach shakim. I am in the darkness. Kimeisei olam. Vatisatef alai ruchi besochi yishtomem libi. My soul is faint within me. My heart is grown weak. Zacharti yamim mikedem, but I remember earlier times. Agisi b'chol paolecha, when I could wonder and simply concern myself with all of God's creations. B'maseh adecha socheach, and that was my sicha. That was what I would talk about. It wasn't a time of existential crisis and need. And I remember simpler times. Pirasti yaday ilecha, and so I stretch out my arms to you, O God. Nafshi keretz ayifa l'chasela, I'm a barren and exhausted land as I yearn for you. Maher aneini Adonai, I need you and I need you now. Kal saruchi, my spirit is waning. I feel a sense of exhaustion overtaking me. Al taster panecha mimeni v'nimshalti mior devor, do not hide from me, because if you hide from me, I will be like those who descend into the very depths. Hashmi'eni v'boker chazdecha. So rather, take me out of the machshakim, out of this dark, dark, cold night, and make it a boker for me again. A time of your kindness, a time of rendezvous with you. Ki v'chabatachti, for I've trusted in you. Hodieni darach zu eleich, teach me the way to go, keilacha nasasi nafshi, for I have lifted up my soul to you in prayer. Hatzileni meidfai, Adonai eilacha chisisi. This expression, eilacha chisisi, don't just save me from my enemies, but as the Mitzudas David points out, eilacha chisisi, from the language of lechasos, to cover, this speaks to the very essence of a person's relationship with Hashem. Lo gilisi rivi livnei Adam. I have not spoken of this to other people. Kishav chu asadam, I cannot possibly expect them to save me. But Baruch HaGever Asher Yiftach Vashem, Lezach Yisisi Michulam, Rak Legalos Eilech Levadecha. This is a private conversation we're having, Hashem. We should be able to confide, to confess things to God, to reveal things to Him that are really completely personal and intimate and private and totally hidden from others. And that's true, as the Mitzudas David says, because we can reasonably expect that He is the Melech Ozer Moshiach Magen, that He alone can deliver us. And again, Aruch HaGever Asher Yivtach Ba'Adam, Baruch HaGever Asher Yivtach Ba'Hashem, but simply because there's a certain privacy to our relationship with Him. So the first major motif is Kol Yitzdak, Kilo Yitzdak Lefanecha Kol Chai. The second major theme is Eilecha Chisisi, that I have turned to you and revealed my most inner and private thoughts. And third, David HaMelech brings the Mizmor's conclusion with, I think, an awareness that sometimes is a developmental process. Lamdeni lasos ritzonecha ki ata Elohai ruchacha tova tancheni beretz mishor. Teach me how to be more consistent, how to be more faithful, how to be more fidelitous to your ways. For you are my God, your will is goodness. Direct me on the straight path. Laman shimcha adonai techayeni. For your name's sake, give me life. B'tzidkascha, again, totzimi tzaranafshi, in your charitability, extract me from this dark and bleak cave. V'chastecha tatzmi soivai. Cut down my enemies. V'avata kol tzarei nafshi. Cause my enemies to be annihilated. Ki ani avdecha, for I wish to serve you and to be your servant. So this last point, this last motif that David is developing, lamdeni lasos ritzunecha, sometimes we think, you know, when we're falling short, that, okay, well, we have to find the straight path, we have to redeem ourselves, and then we can, you know, daven to Hashem again. And this is a very understandable sentiment, and a very logical sentiment, and from a certain perspective, a very compelling sentiment. But we realize that even to get on the straight path, we need Hashem's help. This is not something that we say, okay, well, daven once we feel like we deserve it. This takes us back to the beginning of Kilo Yitzdak Lefanecha Kol Chai Lamdeni Lasos Ritzonecha Ki Ata Lukai Ruchacha Tova. We have to daven that He should help us do the right thing. Tancheni Beretz Mishuron. Yes, we have unmitigated Bechira Chavshis. Yes, we take responsibility. But we also recognize how fallible we are, how limited we are. Hashivenu avinu l'sera secha, karvenu mokenu l'vodu secha. We daven that 3 times a day. That's not a stira, that's not mutually exclusive with our belief in unadulterated, unmitigated, unlimited free will, but with the idea that, you know, our free will sometimes betrays us, and sometimes we make the wrong choices. Salam deini la'asos ritzonecha. And of course, that is completing the circle. Ki lo yitzdak lefanecha kol chai. Person who's aware of limitations understands the need to daven, even when it comes to being able to consistently make the right choices. And if nothing else, those tfilos should help remind us when we face those decision points throughout the day that God gives us in His great faithfulness, Rabba Munasacha, in us to make good choices, to remember how much we yearn to do the right thing. Lamdeni lasos ritzonecha ruchacha tova, for your spirit is good. Tancheni beretz mishur, we wish to lead lives of yashrus, of integrity, of uprightness, of values, and especially in this deeply confused time, in a time when pervasiveness of so much dishonesty, so much divisiveness, and so much suffering all around us. The desire to lead a good life, a meaningful life, is an overwhelming one, to be able to say that we're using each precious day in an appropriate fashion, in a correct fashion, is as urgent a need as ever. Shavua Tov, wishing everybody a wonderful day.